The prisoner abuse scandal in Iraq is taking a toll on U.S. efforts to promote human rights abroad. Human rights advocates within the U.S. government find themselves on the defensive with less moral authority. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on how one man had to deal with the scandal before he left the State Department in July.
Out of government and back at the International Republican Institute, Lauren Craner says his new job is merely an extension of his long career in promoting democracy and human rights. The former Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor said he didn't leave government out of frustration, but he did acknowledge that the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal made already difficult work at the State Department even more difficult.
I think Abu Ghraib definitely hurt us. It took some of our credibility away.
Craner found himself starting most meetings in the Middle East by apologizing for Abu Ghraib and said it was tough to bring up specific human rights cases. Still, he doesn't think the damage was irreparable.
A lot of people in the Middle East looked and said, "We always knew you weren't perfect. You know, you talked to us about elections. You had problems with elections in 2000. You talked to us about human rights. You had human rights issues with blacks in your country and with women not getting the vote, etc. We knew you weren't perfect. This is a further illustration to us you're not perfect."
Craner's predecessor, Harold Koh, who served in the State Department during the Clinton administration, didn't envy Craner's position.
"It's always hard to be a human rights promoter for the United States, in that we're a powerful country and nobody likes Gulliver. On the other hand, it's important when you raise an issue for the person and government that you're talking to not to simply throw it back in your face and say you're doing something worse. And I think Abu Ghraib has just been absolutely devastating to our credibility."
Koh, now dean of Yale Law School, describes the State Department's Office on Human Rights and Democracy as the conscience of American foreign policy. He says in the Bush administration, the office was given a tough hand, both by events with September 11th and the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and by the way bureaucratic battles played out in Washington.
"The extent to which this administration has let the Defense Department take the lead, has let the Geneva Conventions be flouted, has let the torture convention be undermined, and then hasn't really gotten to the heart of why that happened, I think will be the epitaph for this administration's human rights policy in the years ahead."
Lauren Craner, though, says he did manage to accomplish some things after the Abu Ghraib scandal broke. The State Department has been highlighting atrocities in Darfur, Sudan, and he said he was surprised that no one except the government of Sudan questioned U.S. credibility. And the State Department cut off aid to a strategic military ally in Central Asia, Uzbekistan, on human rights grounds. Craner, the son of a Vietnam vet, said one of his goals was to stress human rights in U.S. relations with its allies and not to repeat history.
"As I was growing up, I was watching things like Vietnam. I was watching things like the overthrow of the Shah in Iran, the overthrow of Somoza in Nicaragua, etc. And one of the questions in my mind was, we're always behind history here. We always seem to say to the ruler, do what you want at home as long as you help us with our foreign policy issues. One of the big issues in my mind on 9/11 was, are we going to do it again?"
Human rights groups say some U.S. allies have been given a pass on human rights issues since 9/11, though Craner denies this. As for the administration's ambitions to promote democracy in the Middle East, Lauren Craner was among the most vocal advocates, but he says unlike others in the administration, he never believed the U.S. could instantly affect change in the region. He says he had more realistic expectations about Iraq than some others did.
"If you're going to pick any country in the Middle East to, quote, make a democracy, you probably wouldn't have picked Iraq. It's a multi-ethnic, multi-religious, very large society, and as we've learned in other countries, you know, multi-religious and multi-ethnic are not two of the things that help to build a democracy. They're things you have to overcome."
As president of the International Republican Institute, Craner says he'll be working from the ground up on these issues around the world with a $37 million budget to promote democracy in Iraq alone. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.